This is Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate, the podcast where we cover home buying, home selling, home improvement tips and ideas, market trends and developments, and investing in real estate. If you own real estate in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, or want to own real estate here, then you're in the right place. Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate is hosted by Blake Watson, a real estate agent and investor in Tennessee and Georgia.
Welcome to Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson, a licensed agent in Tennessee and Georgia and brokered by Epic Realty. Today, we'll look at the Chattanooga Market Report and we ask the questions, is Chattanooga becoming a city of million-dollar homes? And are there any affordable homes left? Let's start with that million-dollar question. As a member of the Greater Chattanooga Realtors, I have access to the MLS data, so I am able to do real-time data-driven research and not rely on what I hear on the national news or on Facebook or any other outside source. So today, we're looking at the inside source, the Chattanooga MLS. Now this morning, May 8th, 2024, there were 2,056 active single-family listings in the Chattanooga MLS. An active listing means a property that is actively available for sale and it's ready for your offer. It's not under contract. It's not contingent, pending, coming soon, or any other status. It is active and ready to be sold. So most of the information that I'm going to share today is for active listings. So out of those 2,056 active single-family listings, 150 of them are priced at $1 million or more. That's about 7% of the listings that are priced at $1 million or more. A couple of things to note. All of these houses are not in the city of Chattanooga or even in Hamilton County. There are five counties in the Chattanooga MLS, but then there are also listings outside of the MLS that may be listed by members of the Chattanooga MLS. So you've got the five counties, Sequatchie, Hamilton in Tennessee, and then in Georgia, we've got Dade, Walker, and Catoosa that are part of the Chattanooga MLS. Then there are additional properties outside of that area. So some of these million-dollar listings are going to be in places like Cleveland, Tennessee, Dalton, Georgia, or in a unique area like the mountains of North Georgia. So I just say that to make it clear that not every one of the listings has a Chattanooga address, or for that matter, even a Tennessee address. So I just told you there's 150 properties that are listed that are $1 million or more in the Chattanooga MLS. Now, looking back on the month of April, which we just wrapped up, and that's where I'm going to have some data points as well, 20 properties sold that were $1 million or more. So if you look at it as 150 for sale, and 20 sold last month that were $1 million or more, well, that gives you an idea that all of these properties aren't selling every month. It takes some time to sell the higher priced properties. So just because 7% of the listed properties are listed for $1 million or more doesn't mean they're all selling every month and doesn't mean they're all going to sell for $1 million or more. So let's look at a couple of these million-dollar properties. The two highest list price properties in the Chattanooga MLS right now are both in Hamilton County. The most expensive listing right now is on Solitude Drive in Chattanooga. You would go up Highway 58, and turn left onto Champion Road, and then you're going to get to lakefront property. This is an incredible property that you can see from the lake. If you're out on your boat, you can easily see it. It's listed at $16,500,000. So for this $16,500,000 home, 7 bedrooms, 8 full bathrooms, 4 half bathrooms, it's a square footage of 23,000 square feet. This house took 7 years to build, and the cost of construction on this estate was $40 million in the year 2007. So it cost $40 million to build this. It's now listed for $16,500,000. The listing description says it compares to a smaller modern-day Biltmore. I think that's probably pretty accurate. Caterer's kitchen with hidden separate driveway and private access. Of course, all kinds of incredible things on this property. Waterworks play area with fountains and water cannons. In total, the house features 5 fireplaces, 4 wet bars, and 4 full kitchens. The family room features 30-foot ceilings with hand-carved black walnut beamed ceilings. It's a smaller duplicate of the Biltmore version. And I think it's appropriate that this description includes the statement, truly for the most discriminating buyer. And that's true. And I do want to point out, this property has been on the market for a little less than 2 years. Yes, it takes some time to find the right buyer for something as exquisite as that particular property on Solitude Drive. Now, the second highest price listing in the Chattanooga area is on Heavenly Way in Ooltewah. And it is listed for $12 million. It has 7 bedrooms, 8 full baths, and a half bath. This is 11 acres at the top of White Oak Mountain. There are actually 2 houses. The main house has 8,800 square feet, 5 bedrooms, and 5.5 baths. Then a separate guest house has 2,400 square feet, 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. Everything is first class all the way. If you can imagine it in a luxury home, that's probably what you're going to find in this one on Heavenly Way. It's listed for $12 million. Both of those properties, by the way, are listed by James Perry at the James Company. So that gives you an idea of the highest priced listings in the Chattanooga area. Now let's look at the other end of this spectrum. If you look at listings for single family homes that are $100,000 or less, there are 17 listings, but now there is a significant number of properties that are $200,000 or less. Of the $200,000 and less, there are 150 properties listed in the Chattanooga MLS. How interesting that properties listed for $1 million or more, there's 150 of them. And properties listed for $200,000 or less, there's 150 of them. So about 7% of the listed single-family homes are listed for $1 million or more, and about 7% are listed for $200,000 or less. And remember, not a lot of those million-dollar homes sold in April. So taking a look at April sales, there were 140 of the homes that sold that were less than $200,000. So remember, there's 150 available right now, active listings. And last month, 140 sold. So it's reasonable to expect that 140 or more will sell in May as well. So there's a lot more turnover in the lower priced homes. Everything else is priced between $200,000 and $1 million, right? So we had 7% at the high end, 7% at the low end. That means 86% of all listings on the Chattanooga MLS are priced between $200,000 and $1 million. And just as we looked at those high-priced listings, let's look at some of the low-priced listings. And again, I want to point out that not all of those listings are in Hamilton County. They're not all even close by to Chattanooga. If I just look for the lowest-priced house in Chattanooga that's a single-family home that's actually in the city limits, it's on Campbell Street, listed at $70,000. 3-bedroom, 1-bath home. However, it's unlivable at the moment and needs a complete remodel. In fact, the photographs of this house, it is clear that it is boarded up with plywood over the windows. Sometimes we'll get special instructions as a realtor as to where to find the lockbox with the key, or maybe some special instructions about a pet or something like that that we need to be aware of. Well, this one says, enter at your own risk. Door is closed by plywood and you must bring a drill to open. That gives you an idea of the lowest price house listed in Chattanooga. Now, that one is obviously not ready to live in immediately. But let's look at one that's a low-priced house that actually could be moved in. Yes, it could use some repairs too. It definitely is an investment opportunity. But after looking at the photographs and looking at the data on it, it could be moved into and lived in right now. And it wouldn't be a bad situation. And that one is on Brad Street in Chattanooga. It's listed for $119,900. 2-bedroom, 1-bath, about 784 square feet. It does say that the kitchen and bathroom have recently been updated, but the home is being sold as is. There are some things in need of repair, but it does appear from the photographs and the information provided that you could move into it now, even if you were a handyman and wanted to work on it some. So that gives you an idea of the lowest priced houses in the Chattanooga area. Back to that $1 million question. Is Chattanooga becoming a city of $1 million homes? And are there any affordable homes left? Well, let's again look at that data from the April totals. 20 homes sold for $1 million or more. and in April, 140 homes sold for less than $200,000. So if only 20 houses sold that are million-dollar homes, that would certainly not indicate that Chattanooga has become a city of million-dollar homes. Most of the homes sold in the Chattanooga MLS were priced between $200,000 and $600,000, with actually the largest percentage being in the $300,000 to $400,000 range. So let's look at the Chattanooga market report as it stands now. As I mentioned to you, there were 2,056 single-family homes for sale on the Chattanooga MLS. That's the inventory, 2,056. Well, in April of 2023, a year ago basically, the inventory was 1,504. So there are more properties available today than there were a year ago, for sure. Days on market. This is how long it takes for the property to sell from the day it's listed to the day it sells. The average days on market in April of 24 was 39 days. A year ago, April of 2023, it was an average of 36 days on market. Not a big difference. Slightly longer, but not a big difference. How many closed sales? So in April of 2024, a total of 944 homes were sold. And a year ago, April of 23, there were 842 homes sold. So that is over 100 more homes sold this past month in 2024 than the year before. And that is significant. It's more than a 10% increase. Now, let's look at that sales price. I always focus on the median sales price, not the median list price, because currently the median list price is $400,000. But the median sales price, what has actually sold and closed in the month of April, the median sales price was $324,000. That's for April of 2024. A year ago, in April of 2023, there was a median sales price of $300,000. Again, that is significant. That's right about an 8% increase year to year on the median sales price of homes sold that were listed in the Chattanooga MLS. So what do we take from that? Interest rates haven't really changed year over year, and yet prices have gone up and number of homes sold have gone up. What does that tell you? It tells me that inventory is still pretty tight, even with over 2,000 homes for sale currently. If the median sales price continues to rise, that means demand is higher than inventory. As newcomers come into the market, that maybe it's their first home, or they're moving here, or they've had a change in life, maybe they've got more family members and they need to increase the size of their house, or maybe they're downsizing. Whatever it is, people are moving more this year than last year, and houses continue to sell, and prices on houses do continue to rise. And that is why, as Dave Ramsey says, houses are on sale now. And by on sale, it means they're not getting cheaper. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I'd love to talk to you more about any of this data, talk to you more about how you can get into home ownership. Just reach out to me. I'm Blake Watson, agent with Epic Realty. My mobile phone is 423-315-1815, and my brokerage office phone is 888-893-3537. Now, you can reach out to me through Facebook and LinkedIn. I am Blake Watson on both of those platforms, and on Instagram, I am Rock and Roll Blake. My website is realestatebyblake.com, and if you're on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or any of the other podcast apps, well, please follow this podcast so you won't miss an episode. And I do look forward to talking with you next week on Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate.